And Simon, starting Simon Tavkuf Chav Zayin, Balachas of Erev Tavshilin. Siv Aleph, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, Lo Yivashu B'tchil Tzorech Shabbos, B'tchil B'fnei Atzma, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov specifically for Shabbos. Avon Vashu Hu Kama Kedirus Yom Tov, you can cook a couple pots of food for Yom Tov. Im Hoser Hoser Shabbos, and if there's some left over, so then it's left over. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if there's an entire pot left over, that's okay, as long as your original intention was really for Yom Tov. You can then use it on Shabbos, and you can't do harama, as we'll see in Sif Chaf Dalet, which discusses the issues of harama. But assuming that you actually intend to use it on Yom Tov, if it gets left over, you can use it for Shabbos. Va'edei Eir Mavasha B'tchil Shabbos, as a mechayer, by creating an Eir of Tavshilin, you're then allowed to cook for Yom Tov into Shabbos. Perish Inyan Eir of Hu, She'evasha V'yefim Yom Tov L'Shabbos. That you cook something on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos for a couple days later, and then whatever you cook on Yom Tov is combined with whatever you already cooked on Yom Tov, on before Yom Tov for Shabbos. Then it turns out that you didn't actually start cooking on Yom Tov, you're just continuing that which you did beforehand. The Ramah adds, "Umutra laniach erev zafilu safi chashecha." You're allowed to create this erev even at a time of safi chashecha before it says a kochavim. So what's going on over here? The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether mida oraisa you're not allowed to cook for Yom Tov. The reason you're really allowed to cook from Yom Tov into Shabbos, Mido Raisa, is either because Torchei Shabbos, Nasim B'Yom Tov, that really Mido Raisa, you're allowed to do things on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or it's because of the Svar of Holu Mikolei Orchim, that since guests might come, so you're not really cooking for Shabbos, you're cooking for Yom Tov, because guests might come to eat it on Yom Tov. And then it was Chazal came along and asered Mid Rabbanan to prepare for Yom Tov into Shabbos, because we don't want you to come to end up preparing from Yom Tov into Chol. And that's what the Erev Tavshilin is Matir. The Erev Tavshilin is only Matir the Isser Rabbanan. Again, Mido Raisa, it's going to be Mutter for one of two Svaras. And then Chazal came and asered Mid Rabbanan to prepare for Yom Tov into Shabbos. And then the Erev is what allows you to prepare from Yom Tov into Shabbos, and Matir is that Isser Rabbanan. But since there are Rishonim that say that this Svara to be Matar Mido Raisa is because of Hol Mikolei Orchim, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure to do all your preparations early enough on Shabbos, early enough on Erev Shabbos, that you'd be able to use it on Yom Tov. Because otherwise you don't have the Svara of Hol Mikolei Orchim, that since guests may come. What do you mean guests may come? It's 2 minutes before Shabbos, and I'm first finishing my food now. There's no way guests are going to come before Shabbos starts for me to use it on Yom Tov. So therefore, according to that Svar of Hoel, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to make sure to have your preparations done early on enough on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos, that guests came, they'd actually be able to benefit from it. Otherwise, you run into issues of potential do'raisas. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to daven Mariv earlier, when you have a 3-day yontif, or when you have yontif heading into Shabbos, the minhag is to daven Marv earlier on Friday night, so that you make sure that all preparations are done before Shabbos, so that you'd be able to, a guest would be able to benefit from it. It's interesting that it's a split then, that we're saying we do the we accept Shabbos early, so that we'll make sure that all the preparations are done, the women will be done with their preparations, etc. But that doesn't really make it into Shabbos, meaning if guests came, that they'd be able to benefit at that point, that would still be called benefiting on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. An interesting split that the Mishnah Berurah makes in the name of the Pope. However, the Be'er Halacha does point out that since there are Rishonim that say the other way, that the reason you're allowed to eat, that you're allowed to prepare Mido Raisa from Yom Tov into Shabbos, isn't because of Hoel. Rather, it's because Mido Raisa Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, that you're really allowed to do preparations for Shabbos on Yom Tov Mido Raisa. So B'Shat Tzadchak, you'd be allowed to rely on those to get really close to Shabbos and still do your preparations. B'Shat Tzadchak, you'd be allowed to rely on those other Rishonim. B'Lechatchila, you should really have all the preparations done with enough time that you'd be able to benefit from them if guests would come before Shabbos. Discussion in the postgame, what does the Erev Tavshilin actually matir? Does it only matir cooking-related things, or even other preparations like rolling the Sefer Torah for on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or folding a talis on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Is a machlokas in the postgame whether you need an Erev Tavshilin for that, or whether an Erev Tavshilin actually works for that or not as well. In terms of the Safi Chashecha, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim who say that if you said Baruch Hu already, so then you can't do the Erev Tavshilin anymore, because saying Baruch Hu is like accepting Shabbos, so it's done. It's too late to make, is accepting Yontif, so it's too late. You can't make the Erev Tavshilin anymore. However, this is only when you do Barcha with the Kabbalah Satzibur. But if somebody accepts Yontif upon themselves on their own, so the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that that wouldn't work to prohibit you from making an Erev Tavshilin. If you daven Mincha, if you're about to daven Mincha and you realize you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin yet, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if, you should have someone, you should be Machne, actually, you should be machne your flour to somebody else, and then you'd be able to do it. However, there are some who say that this is not the correct eitzah. If you're in shul already, you realize you need to make an erev tavshilin, but you do have stuff that's set aside at home or something like that. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you can make erev tavshilin even from your house on bread and cooked foods that you have in your house. Even from shul, you can make an erev tavshilin on that which is in your house. Better not to make a bracha. Shevet Alevi, Mechazisak say you can do this, but don't make a bracha. But this is the Eitzah that most posts can give, not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you're stuck and you'd have to be Machna to someone else, but others say that no, you can even make an Erev Tavshilin from Shul. Just say out loud, you know, that I'm making the Erev Tavshilin of the stuff that I have in my house already. You could also always rely on the rabbi of the community who's making the Erev Tavshilin, as long as you're not a poshea, that you're not negligent. And we can say in this case, you're probably not negligent because you did realize now you're just away from your house, so you can't make the Erev Tavshilin. So you could always rely on the rabbi of the community who's also going to be making an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of everyone.